Our next item is conditional use number 1789, Artesian Water Company Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1789 for Artesian Water Company, Inc., for a regional wastewater facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed use of the subject property as a regional wastewater facility is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and the county. The regional plant will possess sufficient capacity to serve a substantial volume of users beyond the boundaries of the development where the facility is currently located. Regional wastewater facility with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it will not have any adverse impact upon the county, its residents, or the environment. The regional wastewater facility is appropriate for this site because it is in an area of residential development where wastewater treatment is not otherwise available. The site is already approved as a wastewater treatment plant and a disposal site for the residential development known as the Trails of Beaver Creek. The proposed regional wastewater facility will be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all other applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over the use. The proposed use is subject to the review and approval of the Public Service Commission. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The proposed regional wastewater facility and its disposal systems shall be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all other applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over same. The treatment plant building shall appear to be agricultural buildings. All improvements for collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department, if any, and the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modifications thereto. There shall be forested buffers of at least 30 feet from all property lines, any lagoons, rapid infiltration basins, or summer structures shall be located at least 100 feet from any dwellings. One unlighted sign shall be permitted on the site to identify the operator of the system. With the exception of emergency generators that may be located on the site, all of the equipment needed in the operation of the facility shall be located indoors. The generators, if any, shall be housed in enclosures to reduce noise. Any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on any neighboring properties or county roads. A regional plan shall be submitted to the Sussex County Engineering Department that shows all the areas and or subdivisions that will be served by the facility. This shall be updated on an annual basis as additional properties or subdivisions are added. The plan and its updates shall include a list of EDUs planned to be served to ensure that adequate capacity exists. The facility shall not receive wastewater from any property or parcel that is located within a Sussex County sewer planning area or sewer district unless approval is given by the Sussex County Engineering Department. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And the final site plan shall contain a landscape plan showing all vegetation and buffers for the project.
Second.
I move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1789, Artesian Water Company Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next